Once there, I endeavored to rest again. But there the metronome motion of the mast was at its most extreme, the Seahawk turning, tossing, swaying as if trying to shake me off, like a dog throwing droplets of water from its back. And when I looked beyond, I saw a sea that was infinity itself, ready, eager to swallow me whole. I had to get back down. As hard as it was to climb up, it was, to my horror, harder returning. On the ascent, I could see where I was going. Edging down, I had to grope blindly with my feet. Sometimes I tried to look, but when I did, the sight of the void below was so sickening I was forced to close my eyes. Each groping step downward was a nightmare. Most times my foot found only air. Then, as if to mock my terror, a small breeze at last sprang up. Sails began to fill and snap, puffing in and out, at times smothering me. The tossing of the ship grew, if that were possible, more extreme. Down I crept, past the topgallant, where I paused briefly on the trestle tree, then down along the longest stretch, toward the mainyard. It was there I fell. I was searching with my left foot for the next ratline. When I found a hold and started to put my weight upon it, my foot, slipping on the slick tar surface, shot forward. The suddenness of it made me lose my grip. I tumbled backward, but in such a way that my legs became entangled in the lines. There I hung, head downward. I screamed, tried to grab something, but I couldn't. I clutched madly at nothing, till my hand brushed against a dangling rope. I grabbed for it, missed, and grabbed again. Using all my strength, I levered myself up and, wrapping my arms into the lines, made a veritable knot of myself, mast, and rigging. Oh, how I wept, my entire body shaking and trembling as though it would break apart. When my breathing became somewhat normal, I managed to untangle first one arm, then my legs. I was free. I continued down. By the time I reached the mainyard, I was numb and whimpering again, tears coursing from my eyes. I moved to the shrouds I'd climbed and edged myself past the lowest of the sails. As I emerged from under it, the crew gave out a great huzzah. Oh, how my heart swelled with exultation. Finally, when I'd reached close to the very end, Barlow stepped forward, beaming, his arms uplifted. "Jump," he called. "Jump." But now, determined to do it all myself, I shook my head. Indeed, in the end, I dropped down on my own two india-rubber legs and tumbled to the deck. No sooner did I land than the crew gave me another huzzah! With joyous heart, I staggered to my feet. Only then did I see Captain Jaggery push through the knot of men and come to stand before me.